Bureau, serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of hour number three today, this Tuesday, March 25th, 2025 edition. Continuing on with this Gateway Pundit story, President Trump had posted on social media after this Judge James Boosberg, demanded that the planes bring the terrorists back to the United States. Sorry, Judge, when you issued your order, the planes were over international waters. You have no jurisdiction over those planes and the cargo. Not going to do it. We're going to continue on to El Salvador and drop these terrorists off, and they are not coming back into our country. We are deporting them because I ran on and was elected president of the United States to remove these terrorists from our country, and I'm doing it. And if you don't like it, too bad, so sad. Then Trump went on to say this Judge James Boosberg needs to be impeached. Well, Chief Justice John Roberts came to his defense and scolded President Donald Trump in a public statement. What did Roberts say? Quote, "For more than two centuries, it has been well established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to a disagreement concerning a judicial decision. The normal appellate review process exists for that purpose," end quote, said Roberts. Well, on this invite-only club of elitist judges led by Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, here is the board makeup of that club. Who's the president? Judge James Boosberg, the very judge issuing the demand to Donald Trump about these terrorists being returned to the United States. Judge James Boosberg is the president of this club, organized by Chief Justice John Roberts, who scolded President Trump for calling for this judge's impeachment. Who's the vice president? Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was nominated by who? Joe Biden. The other federal judge, Amit Mehta, is secretary. The other judge, board member, Burl Howell, and he is part of the board of professionalism, and who is the honorary bencher of the Middle Temple, whatever the heck that is. Yep, you got it. Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, John Roberts. So Trump calls for the impeachment of one of Obama's judges. Chief Justice John Roberts scolds President Trump for calling for his impeachment. Well, the list includes some of the most soulless and vicious judges in the D.C. District Court. Wasn't it something that Judge Justice John Roberts broke ethical conduct while sticking up for his brother, Judge Boosberg? And guess who funds the fellowship of this Middle Temple, where Chief Justice John Roberts is honorary bencher? That's the title, honorary bencher of the Middle Temple. Guess who funded it? George Soros. George Soros has funded a fellowship at the Middle Temple where John Roberts is basically the master of the bench. Now, let's be very clear in this story from the Gateway Pundit that this secret society called the America Inns of the Court actually came about from the UK. They, Great Britain, United Kingdom, have four inns of court that dates back hundreds of years. One of those is called the Middle Temple. Well, the U.S. created the American version in recent decades. And there's a massive list of branches of this organization. The branch many of our judges belong to is the Edward Bennett Williams Inn of Court. As a matter of fact, it's so secretive, they've deleted most signs of this branch from their website, although they still meet. Now, here is Judge Beryl Howell. She was nominated by president of this organization, Judge Boosberg, and was seconded and supported by the vice president of this club, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who seconded her nomination. Boosberg claimed it was her work on the January 6th court cases of the J6ers that contributed to his choosing her for membership into the American Inns of Courts Professionalism Award. You can't make this stuff up, people. Well, in further breaking down the whistleblower's information, they found that the Department of Justice and Inspector General Horowitz attended meetings of this club. Various other judges going into details about these meetings, about all of these liberal, America-hating judges part of this organization. Michael Horowitz, Department of Justice Inspector General, Seth Eisenholtz, Deputy Assistant Attorney General, many others, all involved in court cases involving the United States of America, national injunctions, as well as being able to give opinions limiting Donald Trump's activities as the commander-in-chief. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. So, bottom line is, folks, five anti-Trump judges are involved in a secretive invite-only club for judges and lawyers called the American Inns of Court. Even the membership in the meetings are secret. But somehow the Department of Justice has shown up at meetings, at least since Joe Biden had been in office. So the bottom line is here, folks, it's exposed. All because of a whistleblower contacting a reporter for the Gateway Pundit. None of this information would have come forward, but this whistleblower felt that what Supreme Court Justice John Roberts said when he scolded President Trump, we needed to get this information out there. This elite club led by Chief Justice John Roberts has to be exposed. These judges have to be exposed. And bottom line, guess what? Now, this gives Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, the head of the Department of Justice, to start investigating this club. Do you think these judges might stop putting forward these opinions against Donald Trump's agenda? We'll see. But with this light being shown on these judges, now they will be under media scrutiny. Everybody's talking about this. Glenn Beck, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity. This story has gone basically viral. Another one that's looking into it very seriously is Laura Ingraham. Why? Because Laura Ingraham has experience, because she was a clerk for a Supreme Court justice back in her earlier career. She knows the Supreme Court forward and backward. This is going to be very, very, very interesting story to watch, folks, at the federal national level. I know it doesn't pertain to Michigan news and Michigan politics, but it does have ramifications. Why? Because our very own Attorney General, Dana Nessel, is making sounds like she is going to continue fighting these court filings as our Attorney General with other Attorney Generals around the United States, especially when it comes to deporting these terrorists. Going to be very, very, very interesting. Another notice to the radio station about the Supreme Court's decision about a case. We'll wrap this up on the last segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just got some good news from Miss Vicky. Thank you for all the prayers. The heart procedure went great. She's feeling good, and they're going to release her at 1 o'clock. So as soon as I get off the microphone, I'll be heading into Munson Hospital in Traverse City, and I'll be taking her out for a late brunch, lunch, early dinner in Traverse City. Thank you for the prayers. They were answered. She's doing great. And I'm picking her up at 1 o'clock. Kind of interesting story real quick. Another case. Supreme Court denies hearing a case filed by 20 minors back in 2015. Plaintiffs sued the government, alleging that the United States government for decades has known that carbon dioxide, CO2, pollution from burning fossil fuels was causing global warming and dangerous climate change, and that continuing to burn fossil fuels would destabilize the climate system in which present and future generations of our nation depend on for their well-being and survival. Well, a lower court declined to agree with the plaintiffs. They dismissed the case. They then appealed to the United States Supreme Court, and the United States Supreme Court has just ruled they will not hear the appeal. Why? Burning of fossil fuels that produce CO2, what do plants, trees, vegetation consume as part of photosynthesis? What does it use? CO2. The food that our trees and vegetation require is the very same gases that they believe leads to climate change, global warming. I'm sorry, folks. You can mark me down. I can be the president of the Club of Climate Change Deniers of America. I am number one president of that club. Climate change does not exist. It's a complete false narrative issued by a bunch of mentally deranged, liberal, communist, progressive, one world order globalists. It doesn't exist. Period. End of story. Well, guess what? Supreme Court agrees with me. The United States Supreme Court just became members of the Climate Change Deniers Club, of which I'm president. I'll send Chief Justice John Roberts his dues for this year. Dues membership, if you're a judge, is going to be $100,000. So I'll send you the invoice, Justice Roberts. Absolutely BS. This is total garbage. I am so glad they're tossing this case out and not going to hear it. And it is officially dead and buried. And you know what really ticks me off more than anything? These attorneys got 20 minors, young people, to be the plaintiffs in this case from across the country. I believe they're from 8 different states, to file this lawsuit back 10 years ago, starting in 2015. It's taken 10 years to get through the court system to finally be denied, rejected, and dismissed by the United States Supreme Court. Good. It's over and done with. I got so many of you texting me good news about Miss Vicky. Very happy to hear about Vicky. Good deal for Miss Vicky. Absolutely. So again, thank you for the prayers. Procedure went great. Now she's texting me. She wants to go to lunch. Okay, sweetie, I got it. One of the things that you have to understand, things are fast moving. Donald Trump is doing what he said he was going to do. Elon Musk is helping. Now Pam Bondi, along with Kash Patel, the new FBI director, they're going after these domestic terrorists that are setting Teslas on fire, putting graffiti on Tesla dealerships. They're cutting the cords on Tesla charging stations. Literally cutting the cords so people who own these electric vehicles that the left has been pushing, ramming down our throats, can't charge their electric vehicles because the cords are being cut off. The very liberal, progressive idiots that push these vehicles, now they can't charge them. Well, that's it for today's show. Thank you for the prayers. Miss Vicky is coming home. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
SecuritySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818.